make it a point to do at least one thing every day that your future self will thank you for. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn the blueprint for getting motivated every day and staying that way. Enjoy.
Today, we're going to learn about the blueprint to getting motivated every day. Now, let's begin. Number 1, actualize your goals. What drives you forward in life? What goals inspire you to work harder, to dream bigger, and to pursue your own definition of success? Whether you're going back to school or making that terrifying leap into a new career, your future depends on your ability to stay motivated. Not every once in a while, not just once a week. You need to stay motivated every single day. Because your future never takes a day off, every day you waste doing nothing is an opportunity that you'll never get back. It's a chance to make progress, to accomplish something new, or to push the boundaries on what you're capable of. Luckily, there's an easy motivational blueprint you can use to keep your fire burning on a daily basis. By putting these strategies into action, you can boost your productivity and achieve your dreams way ahead of schedule. The good news is, if you've made it this far, then you've already started working on your blueprint. Because the first step to finding daily motivation is to actualize your goals. In other words, you'll never find success with vague, pie-in-the-sky fantasies about your future. If you want to take your life to the next level, then you need to make your goals specific, and you need to make them real. Okay, let's say that you love studying sea creatures, and you want to spend the rest of your life learning about the ocean. You might say something like, "I just want to stare at fish for a living." But that's not really a concrete goal. You're not giving yourself a career path or molding a realistic future. So what should you do instead? Decide right then and there to be a marine biologist. Pick a specific program that you want to apply for, or find a research center that you want to intern with. Because the more concrete you are, the more ingrained those goals become in your future. They're not just fantasies or pipe dreams anymore. They're definitive stages in your life, stages that you're slowly but surely working your way towards. That alone can be a huge source of motivation. Many people are intimidated by feelings of aimlessness. You don't know where you're going. You don't know if you're making the right calls. So you hesitate and you stop pushing. But when you actualize your goals and view your life in concrete stages, then your life doesn't feel aimless. It feels fixed and organized. You know what it takes to reach your goals. So you know, for the most part, that you're heading in the right direction. That powerful mindset is the perfect foundation for the rest of your blueprint. But it also gives you this unique feeling of stability, which plays a huge role in your daily motivation. So actualize your goals. Make them as specific as you can, because every concrete decision creates a more powerful vision of your future. Number 2, routine missions. In the next part of your blueprint, you're going to incorporate short-term objectives called missions into your daily life. A mission is something that you're trying to accomplish right now. Earlier, you outlined specific goals for your future, right? Well, each mission is going to take you one step closer to those goals. Some missions will only take you a couple of days. Other missions will require weeks of time and effort. But all of your missions will push you to the next stage of your long-term plan. Now, before you start setting daily missions, there are two important things that you need to remember. First, you need to keep your missions both doable and demanding. This idea is called the Goldilocks rule. You don't want your missions to be too big or you'll lose motivation. You'll destroy your own productivity. But if your missions are too small, you won't make any real progress, and your work ethic will fade. so it's critical that you find a happy medium, a mission that's just right. In other words, you want to create missions that offer you a challenge without making you feel overwhelmed. The second important thing to remember is this. You should be thinking about your mission every single day. Many successful people incorporate their missions into their daily routine. First thing in the morning or right before bed, they take a few minutes to hone in on their current objective. They use that time to track their progress and remind themselves where this mission is going to take them. Thinking about your mission for as little as 10 minutes a day can help you stay motivated because it keeps your eye on the prize. Now keep in mind that your mission and your to-do list are very different things. To-do lists contain everything from chores to busy work. You use them to keep track of the things you want to do and the things you have to do. While some of those responsibilities might nudge you closer to your long-term goals, that's not really the point of a to-do list. Missions, on the other hand, are always substantial steps toward your future. Now, your blueprint started with large-scale, long-term goals. These goals give you direction and purpose, but routine missions help you step on the gas and gather momentum. So start incorporating missions into your daily routine, because each mission will make your motivation that much stronger.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.